The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Wannabe.
Okay, it's me, Wannabe. Hi, guys.
Wannabe, once this blinding white light recedes, you are alone. None of your fellow trainers are with you, and as you look around, which one of your Pokemon is missing?
I'm going to do something very bold. Jovi's gone.
Okay. Jovi, your Pelipper.
Very much the closest thing to have a damn brother. Gone.
And as you turn and start to look around for Jovi, you see what appears to be. It almost looks like Carver. White furred, except it has a purple feather on its ear. And there's something dripping from its claws, and it looks at you, and it just kind of laughs a little bit as it turns around and walks.
I hate it! I just caught off wood. What? Excuse me, oh. Where are we?
The creature, you know this is a Sneasel, but it's not one that you've seen. Except maybe in... roll... There's not really a history check, so roll general education.
Okay. What about Pokemon Ed? Would that work also, or general Ed?
Yeah, that'll work too.
Alright, that's 11 out of 3d6.
I mean, you might have seen something about it in history books, but...
You're non-abnormal type, I'm not... Anyway, where are we?
The Sneasel looks at you and responds in words that you don't understand.
Oh, this ain't good. Oh no, I kind of just, I'll let McDermott out. McDermott, can you understand what this guy's saying?
McDermott listens to the Sneasel going, "Hush, Muckles, have a fashion with him, and McDermott looks at you and says, "Bruh, what?"
Oh. I see we've been teleported to another location on the world, I think. God of gods. Where's that thing dripping on your claw? Are you okay? I kind of put my hand out and just tapping it.
Take 1 point of poison damage.
No, I'm tapping my hand, not his claw. I was seeing if he was, like, okay.
Oh. As you're talking to it, it's still repeating, "Marf."
God, really do be talking sim speak.
And it's just like gesturing with its hands, and a little bit of the liquid on its claws starts to flick off, and it hits a nearby tree, and you can see smoke coming from the tree.
Oh, that's poison. Okay, Or acid, you might be a poison type, what Pokemon do I... Wait a minute, I have an idea, and with that, I pulled out Bort. Bort. Hey, Bort.
Yeah.
Alright, You know you can talk with electric signals, right?
Yep.
Can you communicate with this guy? I'll point to the to Sneasel. He speaks another language, and me and McDum have no idea what he's saying. Maybe electricity is a bypass.
Bort hops towards this Sneasel, and you can hear it saying, hey, "Yo, these guys don't understand you. What have you been trying to say?" And the Sneasel just goes, "Marf, marf, marf, marf,
marf." Can you read its brain, see what it says?
And he's just like, I don't think he's electric type, dude.
Yeah.
And the Sneasel punches him.
Oh. Oh yeah, the 24 electric, I'm sorry about that. Crap. Well,
yeah, the Sneasel just like punches him.
Hey. I'm just very confused. A very confused old man.
And the Sneasel is using Mach Punch.
And oh no.
I rolled a 7 to hit.
Let me see if I hit Sport Action.
It does not. It does not have Mach Punch, so instead it's using Metal Claw.
Hmm. Does a 7 still hit though? Let me check.
I would think a 7 would still hit. Let me pull it up though.
Yeah, it's a speed invasion of 4. It's going to hit.
Alright, that's going to depend on what the DC for the move is. Because if it's 4, then it's going to miss. But I don't think it is. I think it's a DC of 2. Metal Claw. Accuracy check is 3. So that does hit.
Baby.
Just barely, though.
My baby.
And that's a 1d8 plus 8 or set damage. I'm just gonna go with set damage. That's 13 damage that Bort takes.
Oh.
And
what else?
And after it does that, it tries to run.
That's far. It might know somewhere. We also know where Jovi is. Come on, let's go.
Do you still have both McDermott and Bort out?
Yes. That's what I was talking about.
Alright, Bort is hopping alongside you. McDermott tries to fly. And there's not enough room for a creature of its wingspan. So instead, it just bird walks next to you.
Oh, I'll put it back in its Pokemon. Yeah, that's true. I'm put back in the Pokemon. Does mean Bort go chasing, go following.
All right. So you start to chase this creature in between this copse of trees, and you can hear the sound of just like stone hitting wood over and over again.
And with that, I stop.
Very, very close by. Directly in front of you. In the direction where that Sneasel is running.
Oh, then I'm going to go. Keep going, then.
Alright. I'm going to need for you to roll an acrobatics check or an athletics check. It's up to you as you keep going and a tree starts to come down in front of you.
Athletics! This is going to be a 12 out of 3d6.
12 out of 3d6?
Yes.
How do you either avoid this tree or block it from landing on you and Bort? Do you just punch it?
He's for Toby's. Want to be strong, but he's not that strong. So instead of that, you know what? Let me think for a moment.
By the way, someone I met on Tinder says to say hi to y'all.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hello.
What happens is, as it comes down, he's not going to be able. He's going to swing his elbow and just like elbow it, and just like make it slam on the other side. He can't break that, but it can at least be direct where it's going to land.
All right, so you elbow it, basically, like you swing around and you like elbow, shoulder bump it, and it moves. Its trajectory changes slightly, and this large brown insectoid creature jumps on top of it after it lands. It's got a great big, like, V-shaped stone eyebrows and this weird-looking stone beard as it looks at you.
Oh, no!
And you can see it's got these stone axes on the edges of its arms as it looks at you, brandishes them, and goes, Glee! And we're going to cut over to Paxson.
Mm-hmm. help me! Later, guys! Fuck me!
Alright.
Paxson, you are following this big white deer with a great big bushy beard a little bit further. Mm-hmm. And you make it to that same meadow that you've been to.
Oh.
At this point, this is the third time you've been to that meadow.
I'm gonna start questioning why we keep going back to the same area.
And it looks at you and it just gives you a look like, I know where I'm going, I'm not lost. You're lost.
I'm going to try and do a perception roll to see how trustworthy this is.
Alright, that would be intuition.
Yeah. Oh, poop, I have terrible intuition. Let's see.
Oh no, he's too trusting.
I have a 2.
Yeah, this creature seems to know where it's going. Clearly you're the one that's lost.
Yeah, random Pokemon in the woods that looks mysterious and glowy. Surely it must know a thing or two. I'm gonna keep on following it all day and all night.
In fact, it looks like it's gesturing for you to climb on its back.
Nothing wrong with that. Alright, let's join Issa on the back.
Alright, as soon as you climb onto this creature's back, it stops moving. And it sits down.
What's going on here?
Issa slide off. And as you hit the ground, something different walks up to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a completely green little donkey.
Green donkey.
Just a completely green donkey. And it walks up to you and goes, Matt.
I will map back.
And it looks at you. Well, it has to shake its head a little bit to get its little flower bangs off of its forehead. But it looks at you and it's just like, oh, we're sitting here? Cool. I'm gonna sit too. And this little donkey plops down in front of you, and as it plops down, you can almost not see it with how grassy this area is.
Oh, dang. Yeah, nature is beautiful sometimes.
that Floet is still hanging out on your hoodie. You got this weird looking Mudbray just chilling in front of you invisibly. Mm-hmm. And this weird looking deer has started to move again.
Oh. Well, surely it must be going somewhere important.
Are you getting back up?
Mm-hmm. Am I still not catching on to this?
No, you're not catching on to it, even though by the time you fully get up, it's already at the edge of this clearing, and it's still not looking back.
Okay. Maybe we have to be more in tune with nature than we are. We are now going to assume all fours and walk like the deer do.
Alright. Roll survival.
Roll to survive. Who would eat six? We got a six.
You're very uncomfortable walking like this. You don't know how any of these Pokemon manage to walk like this. But you try. And you make it a little bit. And then you're just like, okay, I can't do this anymore. And you get back onto your 2 feet. And you try and follow it. But at this point, it's gone.
Oh, no. Now I have nothing to guide me.
You still have the Floette with you, and now you have the little Mudbray. It's just, like, hanging out with you.
Oh, you know who would be a great person to throw out in a time like this?
Who?
Herb.
You have him with you.
Yeah, I'm gonna take him out of his Pokeball, and he's just gonna vibe with the grass spray.
You take Herb out of the Pokeball, and he just goes, "Ah!"
Looks hey, down Herb, at the, it's been the a while.
Looks down at the little Breloom, or the Breloom looks down at the Mudbray. Those two Pokemon are very weird to say their names nearby each other.
It's the Bray crew.
They hit the Bray button. Mm-hmm. But they look at each other and they suddenly just start like headbutting each other over and over again. And you know what? Roll intuition.
All right.
I'm alive. Slap your
feds. Hello. Oh, we got a nat 6.
Oh, you have a 1 in intuition?
Yeah, we got that high intelligence, low wisdom going on.
All right. I mean, they certainly look like they're just playing, so.
Mm-hmm.
As they're doing this, the Floette has brought another flower, and at this point you've got a little daisy chain of flowers around the Ampharos ear.
Aw, that's so cute! Thank you, little buddy.
And at this point, it's just like sitting in the daisy chain watching as Mudbray Breloom play fight. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do any HP loss in this regard.
Okay. But, yeah, this is just sort of a vibe time right now.
Yeah. So they're like kid wrestling in the middle of this path, and you start to hear the sound of a tree falling behind you off in the distance.
Oh no. Alright, I'm going to call Herb over. I'm going to invite the Bray to come along too if he wishes to, but I'm going to ride on Herb's back towards the noise of the tree.
Alright. As you rush off with Floette dangling from your hoodie's earring, Mudbray chasing after you on your Brayloom, we're going to cut back over to Polly. This is fun for me, specifically.
Alright. I'm in danger!
Polly, you heard the sound of this tree crashing behind you, but you're still in front of this Tropius that's showed you its clutch of eggs, and you've managed to heal its leg. And in an act of gratefulness, it nods and gestures for you to take one of the eggs if you so choose.
Oh, are you sure? Like, these are your eggs. I wouldn't want to do it if you weren't okay with that.
It closes its eyes, nods, and you get the sense that it knows that you treating it shows that you have some kindness to you, and that you'll treat its child kindly.
Well, I'll, like, thank it so much. I'll grab one of the eggs, and I'll, like, hold it in front of the Tropius so it can, like, say its, like, you know, farewells, because I think that's the right thing to do if I'm going to take an egg.
One of the leaf wings on it just rests on the egg. And as soon as it lifts up the leaf, you can see a small crack forming in the egg. As you can hear a boom! A little bit in the distance behind you.
Oh boy, I bet whatever's chopping down all those trees is probably the thing that hurts you, isn't it, Tropius?
It nods.
Well, I'll take the egg, and, you know, I'll be like, okay, well, I'm going to take care of whatever is clearly causing harm to both the environment and Pokemon. I'll probably be back, Tropius. Come on, Sharpay. Let's go over to that chaos.
The Tropius nods, and Sharpay waddles behind you as you continue to walk. And this egg is in the process of hatching, and a little Tropius head pops out.
It's a baby.
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 And it does not have any nanab berries on its beard. It does not have a beard yet.
Oh, little baby Tropius.
This Tropius has more or less hatched. It's still in the egg, and right now only its neck is popped out. So it's just egg and neck, and it's content being in there for a bit like that.
I'll let it fly.
And you continue to make your way further along in this area, and you see a fallen tree, and standing on top of it with its back to you is this large brown creature with these axes on its hands. And you can see facing you is Wannabe.
You know, I
was not expecting Ilex Force to be this crazy wannabe.
This ain't me!
As this large, be-axed creature, I don't know why I said it like that, but this creature with these two large axes on its hands swings them behind, and it starts to, like, Naruto run towards you, wannabe.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's laughing.
Okay. I'll try and save you with this ball throw, bestie. I'm gonna try and nail it with a Pokeball to save wannabe.
Roll a d20, and since you're at a decent distance away from it, it's gonna be
a hard one.
Difficult.
Oh, that's a 5. I don't think that's gonna land.
You throw it, and it hits Tropius instead. Like your baby Tropius.
Well, I needed to do that anyways. It works out.
So, we'll resolve that later, but wannabe. That was a horrible display of a throw from Polly, who fumbled trying to throw a Pokeball with an egg in her hands. So, you have a few seconds before this thing comes up and takes a swing at you or Bork, who's standing in front of you.
So, I know what I'm going to do. Right before I make contact, I grab a Pokeball and toss out Dwayne and yell out, "Defense Curl!"
Oh god. Yeah. So you do.
Oh, thank god for Dwayne.
Dwayne curls up in a ball, and you can just hear it screaming, "I am a rock."
That you are.
And let me pull up the thing for this.
Oh no, this is a boss fight, baby.
Hisui Dex.
Hisui Dex.
There is a stat thing for this. I forgot my phone is garbage when it comes to that. So, let me pull it up on my computer instead. Google Drive. I'm far away from my microphone. And that. So you're having Dwayne use Defense Curl, and that means its defense is increased by one combat stage, correct?
Well, it does. This is a quirky move. The user becomes curled, and while curled up, it's immune to critical hits and regains 10 damage reduction. However, while curled up, it is slowed, and accuracy is lowered by 4. So yeah, it doesn't really actually increase the defense stat. It just makes less damage, but just...
Yeah, just like a raw minus 10. That's why Wooloo was so dinky, by the way. Fluffy Defense Curl's one hell of a creature.
Alright. So what this thing is going to do in response... It's using a move called what the hell, it doesn't show anything for the move DC on this. Yeah, it's using Aerial Ace.
Oh, interesting.
Which it doesn't need to roll for it, but yeah, it still hits.
As you expect.
Flying type moves display aerial ace. That's 2d6 plus 8, or set damage. Set damage is 15, so we'll say it's that plus its attack, which is
And Dwayne's a Vok type.
Yeah. So that's going to be 45 damage. It is reduced since it's a flying type move going towards a rock and fairy.
Yep, so it's going to be reduced, it's going to be 22, then reduced by 10 because defense code, 12 damage.
Yeah. So, 12 damage going towards your Togetic. And just kind of like crashes into the ground a little bit, and it's like, this is where I belong. I am a rock. And now that this Cleavor has swatted floating rock out of its way, it looks back towards you and just goes, Cleave.
What are you saying? I can't call it.
That's what it's saying.
Oh. I'll go over towards Polly. We're in danger.
Paxson, you rush in this direction, and you see Wannabe standing off against this brown mantis creature with these axe hands. At this moment, you're behind it. You can see Polly off to the side holding an egg with a little weird brown neck popping out of it. And you have Herb out along with the little grass Mudbray with you. And Floet's still clinging on to your hoodie's earring. And you're there. Do you do anything? Yeah, Mars, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I was saying that you've arrived at the scene.
All right.
But yeah, Paxson has arrived at the scene with Herb, the Mudbray, and any other Pokemon that have tagged along, including Issa.
Yeah, there will have been Issa, the friggin' Flabebe, and the Mudbray.
Oh, it's a Floette.
Oh, the Floette.
Yeah, the evolved form.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're there, and you see Wannabe standing, like, more or less chest-to-chest with this mantis creature that's about his height.
Boy.
Oh, it's kind of small, actually, huh?
I mean, it's not, like, huge. It's just a little rocky dude.
Wait a minute. I'm looking at the height of this thing. Yeah, it's taller than Wannabe. Wannabe's 5'6". This is like 5'11".
Nah, this one's a tiny one. It's no alpha.
Oh, okay.
Alright. Well, if I sense a situation, we're gonna be throwing our Pokemon in action.
Who are you sending?
We'll send Issa.
Alright. Issa comes out. Fists at the ready for not punching, because you're probably going to have to use Electro Ball.
Mm-hmm. Pretty likely.
So, what are you going to do?
Actually, we're going to use Fake Out.
Okay. Go on ahead and roll to hit.
You got that Hits Evasion 16. Accuracy 18.
Okay. And what does it say for the damage?
28.
Alright, so... that's halved, so that's going to be 14 minus the defense of this creature. It does not look harmed, but it does take a moment, turn, and look at you, which gives Wannabe or Polly the opportunity to do something.
Help me, Polly! All right, Sharpay. It's battle formation. I guess we're gonna fight this thing. Let's see, what do I want to do with Sharpay though? Yeah, Sharpay's gonna get into the action. And we are going to use Water Pulse.
Sharpay?
Yeah.
I didn't know Chansey can learn Water Pulse. That's very weird.
It is one of her only attacking moves that I saw the TM for when I was doing TM stuff. It's really funny.
Okay. So, go on ahead and roll to hit, I guess.
Alright, we have an accuracy roll of 11. Hit evasion of 9.
It's not going to cause confusion, but it is going to hit. What's the damage?
This is 27 special water damage.
Okay. So 27 special. Alright. How does this work? So how does Water Pulse happen? Out of this Chansey.
I like to think the Chansey just like shakes its rotten egg a little bit, and this is like nasty water, and then it just like shoots it out at this.
Oh, so Sharpay the Chansey uses its Captain Pollution powers. Got it.
Yeah. That's the way I can think of it.
So it swings its little rotten egg in a circle, and then just like pushes it, and it causes this like weird kind of poison, but still more water than poison wave to hit this cleavor. Square in the like one of its shoulders as it's turned towards Paxson. And then it like feels it, turns its head towards you, Polly. And then it turns the rest of its body towards you.
Oh.
And as it does that, two more creatures come by.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
One of them comes flying from behind Wannabe. It's a great big blue beetle.
Uh-oh.
And as it's flying in this direction, another green mantis darts right next to the cleavor, and it brandishes its blade arms as the big blue beetle lands in front of Wannabe with its back to you. Turns its... Well, it, I guess it lands facing you. What was that? Hello?
Hello?
Something disconnected, then reconnected.
Yeah, that was me. I don't know what just happened.
Okay. So it lands in front of you, facing you, gives you a nod, and then it turns around towards the cleavor and the green mantis, which appears to be a scyther.
Hey, Crush, is that you?
Its back is to you, but you can feel it nod again.
Okay, well, at least we know... Well, at least we're not alone with this.
And, this Heracross looks over at Cleavor. And it just, like, goes straight in for a brick break. And do you have Bort do anything while this is happening? Or do you have any of your Pokemon do anything while this is happening?
Who's going to do what? Who's... You know what? It's been a hard minute since. It's been a hard minute since Dwayne has done anything. So as it's on the ground, I just see a loud, Dwayne, be a rock. Now I'm going to have you use Rollout.
Alright. Is it using Rollout on the Cleavor or the Scyther?
On the Scyther.
Alright. So, go on ahead and roll to hit with that.
Okay, hold on. That's going to be... Oh! Oh, no!
Uh-oh.
No, this is not oh no for me. This is oh no for the Scyther. I got a nat 20.
Uh-oh.
Alright.
Oh, remember to up Rollout's base power since its defense curl boosted.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's not showing. It's not showing the damage though with the defense curl.
What does it say for that?
It sank in. Like what? What the fuck?
I'll say add like. Add another.
Oh, over defense. For defense go. Yeah, it adds plus 10 to the damage.
Yeah, add 10 to it. So what's the damage?
34.
34. And
I basically sticking it till it came up again.
Did you get an additional or did you add the 10 already?
I have not. So it's going to be 44.
44 damage, going towards the Scyther, and. That's double effective. That's 88 damage. Going towards the Scyther as Dwayne just rolls directly into it. Hits dead center and the Scyther crashes into the Cleavor, which is in the middle of getting its bricks broke by Heracross. They both crash into each other, their heads hit, and they fall to the ground, fainted.
Oh, that was not anticlimactic. Thanks, faction. Thanks, Polly.
I mean, that's what happens when you get a crit on a move that's quad effective towards, you know, a bug and flying type.
Yeah.
And a Heracross flies in and just punches an already weakened evolved form of that bug and flying type.
Showa!
Bullied.
Thanks, Kasha. What are we?
I don't know.
Dovey's missing. Do you know where? Have you seen him?
Oh, you're missing a Pokemon too? That's unfortunate.
Me too. I can't find Knuckles anywhere.
Oh,
yeah, baby Dino is nowhere to be found.
Wait, guys. I think we're also missing Gadry.
So that's four Pokemon missing.
She's not a Pokemon.
I mean, she could do, like, that heck stuff. She might as well be a Pokemon at this point.
I can talk to Pokemon. Do you see me being called a Pokemon?
Maybe.
Okay, but can you shoot, like, fire at people and burn them?
I mean, you do know Rock Smash.
I can read minds. Pokemon could do that.
As you're having this discussion, the Heracross is, like, turned around, flexing.
Oh yeah. It's been a while here, Kasha. Thanks for showing up like that.
It nods.
And, I guess.
And you get the sense that, well, you can hear it saying, yeah, I woke up. Like, there was this weird light. I woke up, heard trees crashing, saw you. Figured I owed you one, so I figured I might as well punch this guy.
Oh yeah, that's what happened to us too. We went to a show. Oh no, guys.
Oh.
You do know the thing we were right beside when that light happened, right?
Oh. The shrine in Ilex Forest, which. Isn't that, like, Celebi Shrine?
Yes, and, Holly, I don't know if we know this, but we have a history with Celebi. We've met them.
I've heard. I guess I'm living this history now.
Yeah, like, well, no, where did Celebi take us? Actually, no, I think Wenyam would be a better question, because I pointed to Cleave for. I have no idea what they're saying. He said Cleave, but I miss some Pokemon that I have no idea what they're saying.
Yeah, no, there's some weird Pokemon. I found them. This Voltorb. But it didn't look like a Voltorb as in, like, you know, like a Pokeball. It's more like an Apricorn. It was all grass and, like, wood.
Yeah, I've read these before. These aren't natural Pokemon. They're not aberrant types, but just don't know where we are, where they're from.
You can roll Pokemon Education. Again, if you wish. Both of you, really.
Alright.
When we're talking together, our brains are chunking.
I will... Really...
Oh, that's an awful roll.
8.
This is a 6 out of 4d6.
Awful. That is a bad roll. I need to get my roll.
Very achievements.
Mine is a 9 out of 3d6, so not much better.
I got an 8 out of a 2d.
So, 6, 8, and 9. Yeah, it's just weird, you know? Like,
I mean, Sarby's a time Pokemon. We might have been taken back in time somewhere.
And that would be the logical explanation.
And as you're kind of like trying to figure this out, you realize that at the moment you're at the top of like this. Well, you're not at the top. You're at like the side of this tree-covered hill, and you can see between the like trees surrounding you, there's a great big clearing at the bottom of this hill with something in the center of it.
I guess we take a look down.
You can roll perception. Yeah.
Let me roll perception too.
Yeah, let's do.
Perception. Okay, that's a damn good one. 11 out of 2d6.
A 2 out of 2d6.
14 out of a 3d.
Alright, Polly, you start to take a look, and then that little baby Tropius pokes its head right in front of you, and it's just like.
Now, this is completely understandable.
Wannabe, as you and Paxson both look down this hill, that small object in the center of that big clearing, it looks like it's a shrine.
I think?
As far as you know, that might be where you need to go.
Does it look like the shrine from before?
From this distance, it just looks like a shrine.
Hmm. Come on, we might look down there. It's a shrine.
Well, I suppose that would be where we need to go. However, there's one pressing issue first.
What issue?
Paxson. I point over at the cipher and the cleavor. Which of the bugs do you want? Or we're gonna go halfsies on this.
They do look really cool. Let me look at my Pokemon real quick. You know what?
It depends. Do you want... Do you want another steel type?
Do you want another steel type, or do you want a rock type?
Maybe a little variety would be good. Yeah, I'll take that.
You also have a fairy type clinging to your ear and a grass and ground type at your side.
Mm-hmm.
That, as far as you know, are just like hanging out.
Yeah, they seem to be, they seem to like being around me, so if they'd like, I'm gonna just tap them with some balls, and...
Alright.
And then we'll chuck one at the cleavor.
Okay, so for the cleavor, go on ahead and roll the D100. It's fainted, so it's gonna be a little bit better... chance than it would have been if it was at, well, half health. If it was at low health, it would have had the best chance. But fainted, it might not even register it.
We got a 54.
As you throw the ball at this cleavor, the ball shakes once, and then it just pops back out. You are still able to keep chucking pokeballs at it. It's not gonna run off yet.
It will keep pelting its unconscious body.
Alright, I'll give you two more chances before it gets up and it's just gonna peace out.
Let's go. 43.
That one doesn't work either.
Alright, I'm gonna chuck a ball at the Scyther.
If you have, like, a Great or an Ultra Ball, or maybe even, like, one of your Apricorn Balls, you might want to try and use that for the Cleavor, Paxson.
Yeah, at the moment I only have quick balls, so I'm just going to use a normal Pokeball and Scyther.
I gotta remember what balls I actually have.
And Polly, you're using a regular Pokeball for the Scyther. Go on ahead and roll that D100.
Man, I'm a really low roller today, which came in handy for the catching. It's a 7.
You got a 7?
Yeah.
All right. So you chuck the ball at this green mantis. It shakes once, twice, a third time, and it clicks. And the ball rolls back to you. You now have a level 30 Scyther.
Awesome mantis.
Would you say it's dark out here?
It's starting to get a little dark.
If it's dark enough, we'll see if we can toss a dusk ball this way.
All right. I'll give you that plus light, or that minus. I think it's what, like minus 15.
Mm-hmm. And our final ball we throw, it is a 10.
And okay, minus 15. Yeah.
Minus 15 with a negative 5. The ball shakes once, twice, a third time, and it clicks.
Yeah!
If it was at full health, you would have had to roll a negative 10.
Oh.
My god.
Yeah. But yeah, you have a level 35 Kleavor.
Yo!
Let's go!
That's my highest level mon now.
Yeah, it's not gonna listen to you.
No!
You know what Polly's highest level Pokemon is?
Oh, that Titan was so high level, I just looked at it.
What just happened?
Polly got the Scyther, and Paxson has the Kleavor. The Kleavor is level 35, the Scyther is level 30.
I did not stat them.
Paxson, you are going to catch the Floette and the Mudbray?
Yeah.
Alright, you can just use two D100s for those. And they are willing to go with you, so you just have to roll below a 50.
Well, the first one is exactly a 50.
Okay.
And then the second one's a 15.
Alright, so you managed to catch a Floette, and you managed to get the little mossy Mudbray. They are both level 30.
Alright.
Wannabe, you had Dwayne and Bort out for this, correct?
We're back.
And Polly, you had your Chansey out for this, correct?
Yeah.
Paxson had Issa and Herb out for this, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Put those Pokemon all at level 30.
Awesome.
All right. Issa was already 30, but we will put Herb right on up there.
And if any of those Pokemon evolve at level 30, let me know.
Let me check. I need to check.
I'm pretty sure Herb doesn't, but I have a feeling Bort might.
Yeah, I'm thinking Bort might. Let me check the Pokedex.
And before Herb gets a secret evolution that's even more stoned than he is currently.
Herb just evolves into a blunt.
He's just a little blunt sitting on the floor.
Now, Breloom evolves into Seth Rogen.
Oh no. Imagine Yoshi voiced by Seth Rogen in the Mario movie.
Oh no.
God, I wish. That would be dream casting. Isn't Donkey Kong voiced by him?
Yeah.
Four is right behind Daisy, and his evolution level is 30.
We'd love to hear it.
Awesome.
So, choose a type wannabe. Ice or electric?
See, eventually I was very concerned about, oh no, I'm going to use one of those typings. But then I realized, Dweldogen.
Yep, Protean.
Protogen.
Oh.
You've been talking the dark too much.
No, I just realized what I thought that's how it's pronounced. I just remember what those things were. Oh. Oh, God. Ice type.
Alright, so as Vort starts to glow, he gets a little bit lankier, a little bit leaner. His legs start to extend a bit more, and his little ear nub things are literally icicles as his completely like yellow skin changes to an icy blue, and his tongue is yellow instead. As his typing has not changed, because it was just to determine what the primary type was.
Oh, okay.
He's still ice and electric. It was just going to determine what coloration his little froggy skin was. But yeah, Vort has evolved into a Greninja.
Well, look at you! I can't turn around, just give him like a high five. Also, what do I get for instead of water shuriken?
Ice shard.
Ice sharded.
Really? Really?
That got me.
Or if you wanted to be, it could always be ice punch instead.
No, I'm going to go with. Wait, popping my legs. I'm thinking for a moment. What would be better for my guy? I'd be funny and say fast breath, but no, that's stupid. That gives me a big whippy hit. Never mind.
I'm gonna say either ice shard or ice punch.
Ice shard. Actually.
Ice shard. Actually, ice punch.
He's already fast as fuck. We don't need more speed.
You don't need that priority.
He has a 23 speed.
All right.
Now 24, because I like even numbers.
Yeah. So, and where's Dwayne? Dwayne, I think you still need the stone for.
Yeah, I need the stone for my guy.
Yeah, once you find the shiny stone, which...
But, a question. Does he learn Wish?
Yeah, he'll still learn Wish. Actually, instead of a shiny stone for Dwayne, since it's a rock type, I'm thinking Hardstone.
Huh.
Yeah. That'll be a fun one. You just gotta find a Hardstone. Oh, hey, look, underneath the Cleavor.
Okay, that's not make it that easy, my guy.
Nah, I'm kidding. You'll just have to, you know, smash a few rocks.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that... with that new evolution, though, those multiple Pokemon reaching level 30, the new acquisitions, Wannabe, are you going to catch that Heracross?
Oh, yes. I'm going to pack along.
He just kind of like nods and says, just put me to good use, okay?
Oh, no problem, man. I give him I kind of go over and give like the... Give... I kind of bring my hand across and give him like a good shake. A firm shake. A bro shake. And then he put the balls in.
Alright, so you do the bro shake meme with the Heracross, and then just
yeah,
like...
you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Go on ahead, roll a D100. Just roll below a 50 and you're good.
You son of a bitch. You're in. 23.
Alright, you now have a level 30 Heracross.
Woo, another fighting type to the roster.
And it definitely knows Brick Break, even if it wouldn't know it at this point. Who knows? Let me duplicate a few of these for y'all. So you can add your new acquisitions, because Polly has 3 new acquisitions. That's for sure. I'm gonna have to figure out how to add... Cleavor into this. I'll see if I could figure it out from Stephanie.
Let's hope Steph can help.
Oh, I'm sure she can. We're gonna go on ahead and call it here. And I'm gonna go on ahead and go through all of my little thankies. So please and thankies from those of us at the Reckless Rollers, because we are not part of McSpankies.
So you're not, I am.
So, thanks to our listeners for listening. I hope you
are McSpanky.
What's that supposed to mean?
Random thing that's happening to our players. Speaking of our players, thanks to Tyrus Mars. Again, happy birthday, Mars, at the time of this recording. Argo and Stephanie, who, even though she isn't here, still appreciate having her as a player.
Yeah. Thank you.
And we're not affiliated with Game Freak, Nintendo, Pokemon Company, anything like that.
I don't know. Game Freak's in my house right now, staring at me, and like.
Hopefully.
She's been staring at me this whole time.
Hopefully, we still have Tyrus come the next session.
We might be affiliated with Game Freak.
The Game Freak's coming at you.
Oh boy. I'll miss you, Tyrus.
But yeah.
I'll miss me too.
Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode.
The Game Freak.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.